AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Two officials in Pakistan say Iran has received a 15-point proposal from the U.S. to reach a ceasefire in the war. The officials described the proposal broadly and says it touches on sanctions relief and civilian nuclear cooperation. It also includes a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, monitoring by the International Atomic Energy Agency, missile limits, and access for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. A new poll says most Americans believe the war with Iran has gone too far.
59% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran have been too excessive. And about half of American adults say they have only a little or no trust at all in President Donald Trump when it comes to making the right decisions about the use of military force outside the U.S. That's about the same percentage as last month. 45% say they're extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months. But 40% continue to approve of Trump's performance. And about two-thirds say preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon should be an extremely or very important foreign policy goal for the U.S. Donna Water, Washington.
In Russia, the country's defense ministry says Russian air defenses downed nearly 400 incoming Ukrainian drones in what was the largest reported overnight attack on Russian regions in Crimea since Moscow's forces invaded Ukraine more than 4 years ago. The drones were stopped over 13 Russian regions, as well as the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia illegally annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The attack underlines the growing capability of Ukraine's domestically developed and manufactured long-range drones. This is AP News. On the Today Show this morning, Savannah Guthrie gave her first interview since her mother's disappearance. She appeared along with her colleague, Hoda Kotb. NBC says the full interview will air on the program tomorrow and Friday. The baseball season has returned and is set to debut with a new streaming partner. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Major League Baseball is back. The New York Yankees face the San Francisco Giants on opening night Wednesday, airing for the first time on Netflix. Netflix will also air the Home Run Derby and Field of Dreams game. The Los Angeles Dodgers will seek to become the first team to win three straight World Series titles since the Yankees from 1998 through 2000. Some big names have changed teams. Kyle Tucker is with the Dodgers. Bo Bichette joined the Mets. Alex Bregman is with the Cubs. And Pete Alonso is an Oriole. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.